Steele here with Monitor 68, where you'll meet a lady private eye. I suppose instead of 007, you might call her 0036, 26, 36. Anyhow, if you have to have someone following you, wouldn't it be nicer if it were a female form, huh? Here's a gal who gets around, Mrs. Robinson, and Simon and Garfunkel tell us all about her.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa-whoa-whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? One nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson?
May 1st is Law Day, USA, and the American Trial Lawyers Association met recently in Washington. The only woman to address the session of top defense attorneys was Mrs. Terry Plout. Her subject was pretrial investigation, and she's an expert on the subject because she's one of the top female private eyes and a lawyer. She has worked with F. Lee Bailey in Boston. Among the cases she's worked on, the Dr. Sam Shepard case, Dr. Carl Coppolino's case, and the Boston Strangler case. Mrs. Plout was interviewed for Monitor by Carl Stern in Washington.
Do you have to have a trench coat?
No, I do have one, but it's not a necessary requisite for the job. People read a great deal about it, and they see movies and TV where they play up the private eye as being a real great glamorous job, and people stop me and say, "Well, God, this must be really fascinating," but you don't realize the mundane, tedious amount of work that is involved.
How are the hours?
They're unbelievable. They can be 24 a day. it has been like that during trial, where we get a daily transcript, and you don't get it till 11 o'clock at night, and you work till 4 or 5 in the morning going over it for the following day's cross-examination. And it is tough, tedious work.
Having watched Perry Mason for some years, would you get a note during trial to sneak out the back door and get the vital evidence and be back in courtroom by 3 o'clock?
I've done that.
It really happens that way?
Oh, yeah, but it's nothing all that glamorous. It's a matter of a report that has to be obtained or something that is needed, and you've got to go hustle and get it on the double.
Have you ever been frightened?
Just once, a long time ago, on a domestic relations surveillance in Massachusetts. That's where you're tailing neither husband or wife at the, having been hired by the opposite spouse.
Now, who was dangerous here, the husband or the wife?
This was the husband I was tailing. And he stopped me on a deserted road. And I had an old Volkswagen at the time that you couldn't lock. You couldn't lock the driver's side. And he came over to the car and put his, he was a big guy too, and put his hand on the door. And I figured, I'm really had it here. And he said, are you following me? And I said, no. He said, oh, okay. And then he proceeded to hop in his car and go right to the motel and meet his girlfriend.
Did you stay with him? Did you follow him?
Yes, and he knew full well I was following him because we went round and round rotaries and up streets and down streets. It was just so obvious. But in his mind, well, I mean, a woman couldn't possibly be following him. See, it was at night and he didn't know if it was a man or a woman in the car until he came to my door. But I was really a little leery of him.
People are suspicious, are they not? Do they think you're trying to sell them something?
No, they're afraid of getting involved, what it will do to them personally. You know, survival of the fittest, and let's take care of number one first. And people take this attitude sometimes, and when I've run into this, I like to point out to them that, well, supposing it was their life that was on the line, and wouldn't they want somebody who had some helpful information to talk?
What advantages do you see as an investigator in being a lady investigator?
Probably the biggest advantage is that most men won't pop a woman. But
pop meaning strike.
Strike a woman, right. But I think anybody who will be basically honest with a witness or prospective interviewee, if you don't try to trick them, if you don't pull any games with them, I think this type of a quality or ability is your best advantage. Being a woman, sometimes people will talk to me more, so they think of maybe they can outwit me or this sort of thing. But by and large, people, once you give an honest accounting of yourself, they'll be fairly agreeable to talk with you.
Thank you, Mrs. Terry Plout, female private eye, who says it's hard work and not glamour. This is Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington. Now back to Monitor in New York.
Well, I guess it's not all trench coats and following handsome men. Here's a fellow with a mysterious name, Engelbert Humperdinck, a man without love, his new one.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. To show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in every day.
17 minutes past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Any day is the right day to help nonprofit Goodwill Industries. Repairable clothing and household articles maintain jobs and training for handicapped people. Call Enright 97000 for a truck pickup.
Hi, this is Big Wilson. I think you deserve a special drink. Vermouth on the rocks with a twist of lemon. Imported stock vermouth dry. It's great straight. You can enjoy drinking it and still enjoy the party. Stock vermouth dry mixes well with people, and vice versa. People who enjoy really good living appreciate the way stock vermouth dry stays crystal clear, even after it's been open for a while. Now, while I'm on the subject of that great stock family of imported products, be sure to try stock vermouth sweet. It has just the right amount of everything, blended to make it the best sweet vermouth you ever tasted. Just look for the stock label, and you'll know it's a quality product. Stock has a whole family of imported merrymakers. Bring some home tonight. Shenley Imports Company, New York, New York.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
And another reminder to set your clocks ahead. 1 hour tonight, spring ahead, fall back. Set the clocks ahead. And here comes the Bonnie and Clyde on Monitor. The new vaudeville band does it for you.
Put your fedora down over your eyes. Check your revolver and hide it. Buckle your belt up and loosen your ties. Now you can Bonnie and Clyde it. Grabbing the sky, you go spinning around. Jump on the beat and then ride it. Whistle a tune as you're mowing them down. Then you can Bonnie and Clyde it. Till you've tried this dance, you haven't lived a Bonnie and Clyde. But careful who you do it with. The Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde, you know, had a romance. They didn't bother to hide it. Now they got everyone doing this dance. So come on and Bonnie and Clyde it.
Weekend in April, a very important time. It causes considerable confusion, more in some places than others. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington, reports.
Don't look now, but you're about to lose an hour of sleep again. Daylight saving time begins at 2 in the morning, when 2 a.m. Sunday local standard time becomes 3 a.m. Sunday local daylight time. Much of the old confusion we used to have is gone now, because by law, every state has to be on daylight time, unless its legislature votes to exempt a certain state. So far, only two states have gone that route, Arizona and Hawaii. Aside from the usual daylight time confusion, 12 states will have other time problems where zone lines run through the states. The worst situation for years now has been Indiana. Most of the state, an 80-county region, including the capital at Indianapolis, is on Eastern time. But the northwestern part of the state, a 12-county section, is so influenced by the Chicago area, it has been on Central Time. To make things more complicated, this summer the breakdown will be 14 counties with Chicago Central Time, 78 counties on Eastern Time. In Indiana, as elsewhere, it's a very emotional issue. Generally, the farm areas resent daylight time, and the cities seem to want it. One indignant Indiana woman wrote to the federal government that if Abe Lincoln, a one-time Hoosier, were alive today, he'd pass out, she said, when he learned what was being done to Indiana's time. 10 days from now, there's an election being held in Indiana. It's the Indiana primary. And despite the claims of such candidates as Kennedy and McCarthy and the rest, there are those who say Hoosiers are almost as riled up today about their time as they are about such issues as Vietnam. But they've apparently found at least a temporary solution. On election day, and in fact all summer, Indiana will be on the same time. They'll just call it by different names. 14 counties will be on Central Daylight, 78 will be on Eastern Standard. Their clocks may show an hour's difference, but any way you look at it, it's the same time. So for those 14 Indiana counties and for the rest of the country going on daylight time, better do it now. Set those clocks ahead, forward 1 hour, or you'll be late for church in the morning. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Frank Sinatra, and I can't believe I'm losing you.
Is this the way our romance ends? I got the message when you said we could be friends. My love was true. I can't believe I'm losing you. We played a game of give and take, but I stopped playing when my heart began to break. What can I do? I can't believe I'm losing you. I could erase every little trace of love that's in the heart of me. Every little dream, every little scheme will always be a part. Nothing left for me to do. We've passed the point of no return, and now it's still too new. I can't believe I'm losing. Can't believe I'm losing you.
Made Mother's Day reservations?
Mother's Day reservations?
Call your FTD florist. Make Mother's Day flower reservations now.
Vice President Hubert Humphrey threw his hat into the ring today, as everyone had expected he would. I guess the only way he could have surprised people would have been by announcing that he was going to support Senator Robert Kennedy. You'll have a chance to hear the Vice President as the candidate tomorrow on Meet the Press. That's on NBC television and on NBC radio.
Thank you.
Paul Mauriat and the orchestra and Love in Every Room. Very interesting. I see by the newswire that a giant explosion was staged for a scene in an American movie last night, but the flames roared out of control. That was in Yugoslavia and destroyed the set valued at $1 million. Gee, I hope they had the cameras rolling, huh? In Santa Barbara, California, we're heard on KTMS. Wherever you hear us, why don't you make it a date every weekend, okay? This is Ted Steele for Monitor.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Economaki, inviting you to join me again tomorrow on Monitor for more spills and chills in the sport of speed.